Well, you get up one morning, wait for the sun. Walk to the woods with Grandpa's gun. You climb up in a tree, quiet as a mouse. Knock him in the head, drag him back to the house. Dear me, it tastes so fine. Dear me, it's mine, all mine. Dear me, don't ask me for none. Go kill your own, you can take my gun.
Good morning, Texas, and welcome to the Lone Star Outdoors Show. That's my buddy Justin Bowerman's tune, Deer Meat. And coming up here in a couple weeks, Justin will actually be live and in studio playing a couple tunes about the great outdoors for us. By the way, I'm your host, Cable Smith. Pleasure to be here with you. I've got a great show lined up for you. Off the top, we'll visit with Texas Parks and Wildlife's Coastal Fisheries Program Director, Robin Rikers, as he's got some great news to share with us regarding our red snapper fishery. Then we'll talk to Cam and Sam Ketchersid of Grapevine, Texas. You may know them as Team Lone Star from the Versus Channel's hit show, The Campbell Outdoor Challenge. If there are two things this couple knows, it's hunting and videography, and I am going to pick their brains to help shed light on how we can become more adept at documenting our own hunting adventures. Then lastly, we will visit with United States Army Major Cody Robertson, founder of Army Bass Anglers. He's got some major news to share with us regarding what's going on with Army Bass Anglers. Big, big things happening there with one of my favorite organizations, and Cody will join the show to talk all about that. Couple orders of business here this morning. Don't forget that Orvis Dallas is having their big conservation night on Thursday, October 7th. The event benefits the Bristol Bay salmon fishery, the world's biggest salmon fishery. That fishery is in jeopardy by a proposed pebble mine. For more info on that special event, visit www.orvis-dallas.com. Also, the Fort Worth chapter of Ducks Unlimited is having their annual banquet next Saturday, September 30th. And for more info on that event, contact my buddy Shane Couch at 817-587-6081. He'd love to talk to you and tell you about all the great prizes, silent and live auction stuff they've got going on there. Remember, if you have a nonprofit conservation-minded event that you would like mentioned on the show, just email me at cablewaco@yahoo.com. I will promote the heck out of it for you, so be sure to just take advantage of that opportunity. It's there for you. And that goes for an event anywhere in Texas. Also, thanks to everyone who came out to Dodge City last weekend. We gave away a lot of great Game Guard gear, a fishing trip for two on Lake Fork with my buddy and guide Heath Hardwick, and Charlie Sandifer won that trip. Also, our PETA t-shirts, compliments of the Beef Jerky Outlet, were a huge success. I was wearing mine. It said, "I love cats, just can't eat a whole one by myself" on the back. So thanks to all of you who came and hung out with me for a little bit last weekend. We do have to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get this party started with Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Program Director, Robin Rikers. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
They all know there's something special about these plains. Looking at that, South Texas skyline.
Hey, Texas bow hunters, did you know there's a ranch designed specifically for you? Located just outside of Dehannes in South Texas, Boaz Man's Quattro B Ranch allows you to test your skills with do-it-yourself bow hunts for trophy whitetail, black buck, audad, fallow, axis deer, hogs, and others. And after a day in the field, relax in the state-of-the-art lodge equipped with a kitchen, shower, fireplaces, satellite, flat-screen TVs, pool table, barbecue pits, and more. Call 210-827-0681 or visit BoazManBowHunting.com to book your hunt today. That's BoazManBowHunting.com.
Hey, Ticketheads, Wes Lundy here, owner and operator of Double Diamond Outfitters, Texas' premier outfitting service. I'm currently booking South Texas Trophy Whitetail Hunts, as well as exotic hunts for axis and fallow deer, red stag, and many others. Check out my website at www.huntdoublediamond.com to find out about my West Texas Trophy Audad and Pronghorn Antelope Hunts. Fall whitetail hunts are going fast, so call me, Wes, at 210-602-3118, or visit huntdoublediamond.com and let me take you on a hunt of a lifetime.
Bigfoot Turfgrass Farms is Texas tried and true, producing the Lone Star State's finest sodgrass for commercial, residential, and wholesale customers for 46 years. They'll even deliver anywhere in Texas. Bigfoot Turfgrass Farms also specializes in hydro seeding, irrigation, and landscape. Call 866-541-8873 or visit BigfootTurfgrassFarms.com, and you'll notice they also offer awesome South Texas dove hunting over their Frio County Turfgrass Farm. It's a dove magnet, baby, so go to BigfootTurfgrassFarms.com today. Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers has you covered. From our four-wheeler trailers to heavy-duty equipment trailers, we have a trailer for every occasion and to fit every need. Stop by one of our three South Texas locations. Call Affordable Trailers on Northwest Loop 410 in North San Antonio at 210-699-6000 or Affordable Trailers on Highway 87 East in South San Antonio at 210-648-2700. Then there's our new Big Tex Trailer location on I-35 in Buda. Call 512-295-4292 or visit us at www.bigtextrailerworld.com. Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn. Whitetail hunting is as Texan as cowboy boots, high school football, and country music. And my friends at the scenic Rancho Bayas Rocas offer some of the finest whitetail hunting found anywhere in the Lone Star State. Situated 35 miles northeast of Del Rio on the Edwards Plateau, the Carta Valley landscape is breathtaking, and you'll feel right at home in God's country while you stay at the rustic yet state-of-the-art lodge. Rancho Bayas Rocas offers hunts to fit every budget. So call 713-468-5001 or visit RanchoBayasRocas.net.
Hey, this is Chris Knight, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
There was a time he had someone, but one day he came home, she was gone. Love and a 45 for all you need to get through the night. Wanna kill you, wanna keep you alive. Love and a 45.
All right, the greatness of Chris Knight bringing us back from break this morning on the Lone Star Outdoors Show. I'm Cable Smith. Thanks for waking up early with me and letting me ride shotgun with you. This segment is proudly brought to you by Diamond Sports Marine, a top-rated Ranger and War Eagle boat dealer with locations in Rockwall and the legendary Lake Fork. Stop by either location or check them out at DiamondSportsMarine.com. Any saltwater anglers out there this morning? Specifically, those of you who, like me, enjoy an offshore excursion. Well, we've got some great news regarding our Gulf of Mexico red snapper fishery. If you didn't know, we had the shortest red snapper season on record this past summer. And I've asked Texas Parks and Wildlife's Coastal Fishery Program Director Robin Rikers to come on the show this morning and talk about the recent news. Robin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Cable. Good to be back.
Pleasure to have you. So how have things been over at the Coastal Fisheries Division lately?
Well, you know, we're off to a good fall here, and certainly some of these rains are going to help as we move forward, and glad to have that rain. I hope that people are able to kind of dodge some of those rains and get out on the water.
Yep, much needed rain in some places. Real quick, Robin, before we get into our red snapper news, has Texas begun to see any negative effects from the Deepwater Horizon explosion this summer?
No, you know, we certainly haven't really seen any impacts regarding fisheries or fisheries-related items yet. The one thing, obviously, I think some folks can attest to on the coast, charter boat operators, tourism folks, is that we may have saw just a little bit of an impact regarding tourism on the coast there, just because the broad brush of the Gulf Coast kind of may have turned some people away. But in some locations, some hotels were completely full, so it's really hard to know the total impact right now.
Okay. Well, the important thing to remember is that there's no reason not to go fishing. Extensive testing has been done on a lot of these Gulf Coast fish. No oil or pollution levels have been found. It's safe to go, and we need to support our coastal fishery now more than ever.
That is absolutely correct. You know, a lot of testing has been done, and of course, just yesterday they opened up some more waters in the Gulf. And they're continuing on with that testing to try to open up waters as they basically get those tests completed and can determine that the fish from those waters are okay. And of course, none of those closures ever hit off the Texas coast. So, you know, we're open for business.
We are indeed open for business. And actually, business is about to get a whole lot better as the Gulf of Mexico Fishery Management Council, of which you are a member of, you guys decided to reopen the snapper fishery for the month of October.
That is correct. You know, when we looked at the red snapper season because of the Deepwater Horizon event, only about one-third of the recreational quota had been caught. So there was an opportunity to go back in and add some additional days here in the fall. And what we've selected to do and forwarded on to National Marine Fisheries Service, and they made the announcement yesterday that they were accepting that recommendation, was to open just on weekends, starting October 1, and that'll run through the Sunday of November 21st. You know, we'll have a fall fishery here off Texas and in the EZ that we haven't had in quite some time.
Well, this is great news for anybody that really enjoys offshore fishing. Robin, tell me about the Gulf of Mexico Fishery Management Council.
Well, the council, of course, is made up of all 17 members from all the Gulf states, fisheries directors, as well as appointed members from the governors of each state and approved by the Secretary of Commerce. And those individuals are trying to weigh all these both economics and recreational benefits and rebuilding of fish stocks. And then you throw on an event like Deepwater Horizon. And, of course, what we were trying to do was to balance all those things, and hopefully some of those people who were basically shut completely out of the red snapper season off of Alabama and Mississippi and Florida, parts of Florida, that they would then, you know, if we could push some of these days into the fall, there would be an opportunity for some of those folks to get out, and some of those charter businesses to get some people in hotels and restaurants and, you know, make a little money here this year.
Well, Lord knows they need it, so this is a great opportunity for them to hopefully make up for some lost time here from the catastrophic summer. Now, as someone who participated in the red snapper season off the Texas coast, you know, we caught them big and we caught them often, and I heard much of the same from so many Texas offshore fishermen, and yet there's always this concern from the Gulf Coast area about our snapper fishery, but at least off the Texas coast, you know, I just don't see it. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, that's one of the things we've been saying all along here in Texas and in the Western Gulf, that we're supporting a lot of the rebuilding. And the last stock assessment, in fact, showed that we're supporting, because our fishing mortality is lower and our stock sizes are more abundant, that we're actually supporting some of that rebuilding going on the Eastern Gulf as well. So, you know, what you saw is what we hear time and again, and those fish are getting larger. So, you know, we're having the desired impact. It's just a question of, you know, how fast we're getting to those rebuilding targets. But this fishery is definitely rebuilding.
Well, it's evident that our fishery off the Texas coast is very strong, and that's great news. But it's still important to remember that we need to support the legislation that's in place, because it is a collective effort here in the Gulf region. Now, Robin, did you have a chance to get out this summer and enjoy our fabulous offshore fishery?
Didn't get out very much. You know, the job's been keeping us pretty busy around here, but hopefully we'll get out the fall. In fact, I hope to get on the road here, and we're going to go out with our Sabine group later tomorrow sometime. So.
Well, very well, my friend. Robin, thanks as always for keeping us abreast about the goings-on of our Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Division.
Appreciate the invite, and I hope you get out there this weekend and have a good time.
We will talk to you soon. Good luck this weekend.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, there he goes. Big round of applause for Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Program Leader Robin Rikers. I am a huge fan of all they do to keep our coastal fishery healthy. And I tell you what, there is nothing better than a fresh-caught red snapper fillet. You want to grill it, bake it, fry it, whatever. It doesn't matter. That is some dang good eating fish there, man. Well, we do have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're talking bow hunting and the art of filming your hunt. And we'll do that with Cam and Sam Ketchersid. You may know him as Team Lone Star from the Versus Channel's Campbell Outdoor Challenge. It's a great show. And we're going to get into all of that coming up next, only on the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Wild as they come. Yeah, I could really tie one on. Since she left, I've changed my song. Hoping for another dance. This ain't whiskey.
Howdy, South Texas. Cable Smith here to tell you about Prusky's Meat Market and Wild Game Processing. USDA inspected and approved, Prusky's offers choice and certified Angus beef steaks, custom cut however you want. Prusky's also has fresh MSG and nitrate-free sausage, custom smoked hams, ham, bacon, and bacon. Visit www.pruskysmarket.com or call 210-649-2151. Prusky's Market, from our smokehouse to your house, the quality you remember with the service you deserve.
Lehman H Feeders has been making the highest quality feeder for 45 years, and it takes 45 years to get 45 years of experience. Manufactured in Texas, we offer feeders for deer, quail, fish, pets, and livestock, and even songbirds. Some of our feeders are still operating in the field after 40 years of use. Makers of the trusted Blind Buddy and Blind Buddy Jr., our feeders are the most durable and user-friendly on the market. Visit www.lehmanhfeeders.com because life's too short to buy a cheap feeder. That's lehmanhfeeders.com.
Texas outdoorsmen are fortunate enough to live in the best hunting state in the Union, as Texas provides some of the finest whitetail and bird hunting found anywhere on God's green earth. And with fall here, hunters are starting to get the fever. Trigger fingers are starting to get that natural curl in it. Feeders and cameras should be set, guns sighted in, honeydews completed with kitchen passes secured, and of course, don't forget about the new gear. And when it comes to gear, there's only one brand to consider, and that's Game Guard. Game Guard has deep Texas roots and works hard to provide the best camouflage products this state has to offer. So ask for Game Guard at your favorite retailer or look them up on the web at gameguard.net. Game Guard, made for Texas hunters by Texas hunters. Cable Smith here to tell you about Star S Ranch. Frankly, it's the place to hunt trophy whitetails in Texas. I know because I've been there and seen their huge bruisers firsthand. Featuring top-notch accommodations with 150 to 220 class bucks harvested annually, Star S Ranch is a one-of-a-kind operation. Located in Mason County's beautiful southern Texas hill country, Star S Ranch also offers trophy exotic hunts. Visit www.star-s-ranch.com. That's star-s-ranch.com to book your hunt today.
Hey, Texas, this is your Tejas blood brother, Ted Nugent. I'm proud to be right here on the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Cause in the wind, he's still alive. Old Fred Bear, walk with me down the trails again. Take me back, back where I belong.
That's the Lone Star Outdoor Show's own and National Bow Hunting Hall of Fame member, Ted Nugent, jamming out there with his tune, Fred Bear. And Uncle Ted wrote that tune in honor of Fred Bear, one of his heroes and one of the most influential pioneers to the sport of bow hunting. This segment is proudly brought to you by Rancho Bellas Rocas, the premier South Texas whitetail ranch, offering whitetail hunts on the beautiful Edwards Plateau, and they have hunts to fit every budget. Check them out at RanchoBellasRocas.net. Now, many outdoorsmen, like myself, really enjoy taking our cameras into the field and attempting to capture the beauty of our surroundings or maybe the result of a successful hunt. Well, some of us, however, even take it to the next level and document the entire hunt on film. And our next guests have a lot of experience in that area, hailing from Grapevine, Texas. It's Cam and Sam Ketchersid, also known as Team Lone Star, from the Versus Channel's Campbell Outdoor Challenge. Guys, thanks for waking up early with me this morning.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. We're drinking coffee.
You and me both. So how did you guys get involved with the Campbell Outdoor Challenge?
Actually, I've been videoing wildlife kind of all my life, pictures, video. And I was sitting in the sofa with Cam watching the hunting channels, and here came a commercial for Campbell Outdoors and the opportunity to have a high-def camo-skinned camera, and I was like, you know what? I deserve one of those. It's it's an expensive thing to get into, but when you do it as much as I do, I thought this would be a great opportunity to be able to save my memories. So I bought the camera, and a couple months later, we started to notice this Campbell Outdoor Hunting Challenge, and I said, wow, he likes to hunt, I like to hunt, I've already got the camera. Come on, honey, let's go hunt four different animals around the United States. And I didn't have to twist his arm much.
I imagine you didn't. We'll talk a little bit about the contest for our listeners who might not be familiar with it. Talk about the rules. Where are you guys traveling to hunt these four species of animals? And, of course, what's the incentive behind participating?
Well, it's a competition of, you know, they call it professional hunter and cameraman teams. And what you're really competing for is you're competing for with the film. Now it is about hunting, and you do get, you know, a few extra points for, you know, the bigger animal you kill. You get a few extra points, but most of the points come from the video. So whoever the videographer is, the onus is really sort of on them to get really good video footage of this hunt. And the way it works is last year there were 15 teams, but they're trying to cut that back to 10. This year there are only 11. We hunt for four different species in spring. You know, we start out hunting hogs and then spring turkey. And then in the late summer, we go to South Dakota to hunt pronghorn antelope. And then in the fall, during the rut, we go to Illinois and hunt great big Illinois whitetails. And the teams are allowed to have two members of each team in the field at a time. In other words, there are some teams out there that have, you know, five or six different members on the team, and they sort of take turns going into the field in two-man pairs. Us, there's just the two of us, and there are some other just two-man teams, and there's some other couples teams. And the editor of the show assigns points to all different categories of your video footage, both audio and video, framing, focus, stability, and you come up with a score, and each of those individual hunts is a competition in and of itself. So if you win, and they pay basically the first three spots. So in the pronghorn, for example, first place paid $5,000, second paid $2,500, and third paid $1,500. Hmm. And then at the end of the season, the overall cumulative points add up to the circuit competition, and whoever wins the circuit competition, first place pays $50,000. It's a lot of fun, and if you're doing well, it can mean a lot of free hunting or even some income.
Nice. But so you guys have to pay your own way to get out there, right?
There is an entry fee.
And actually, there's a second alternative. A lot of teams go out into the hunting industry. Like in January, there's a big trade show for archery. They'll go around and pick up sponsorship. That's been very difficult lately with the economy. When we decided to do it, we broke it down into basically four hunting vacations and decided that was a good value. We ended up, between prizes and cash, winning almost our complete entry fee back, taking third place last year in the circuit. And we took third in the turkey and third in the antelope. This year, there were six teams that haven't shot anything. We actually each shot an antelope, so it put us exactly in second place to win the circuit going into the Whitetail Challenge.
Right.
So, yes, a lot of teams have sponsors. We do not. We have exchange sponsors. We have our people in South Texas we've hunted with. We've got a clothing line that we always do our camera interviews for Campbell's in their clothes. We've got a rain broadhead that we both love this broadhead. We shoot it whether they gave it to us to, you know, advertise or not. But most teams absolutely come into this needing sponsorship because they just, you know, it's not inexpensive by any means, and you've already spent a lot of money on the camera equipment. And this year, they've actually added a secondary camera angle, which it complicates your hunting a bit because you've got to turn on two cameras. You've got one on the hunter and the camera person, and then you've got your other primary camera on your animal, and everything has to be filmed during the harvest sequence.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not cheap getting into this, but the cameras are amazing, and they'll last you forever. We're kind of excited. We just found a new camera angle. It's called the GoPro, and the kids are using them on four-wheelers, and you can put it on the end of your gun. It's this tiny little camera that has an amazing field of vision. So it's just another aspect that when you put your film together and you do your editing, you can really make it look like a professional hunting show. And that's me or my husband cutting the film and doing our own work. They take all the film that we turn into them after a challenge, and that's what they use from the teams to make up their show.
I see. So you guys are in second place right now as we head into the Whitetail Challenge, which takes place during the rut in Illinois. So when do you guys head off for that?
It's the first week of November. It's kind of when they're in hard rut up there. So we leave up here, I think we're leaving actually on Halloween to drive to Illinois.
I bet that Illinois rut is something to see. In 2 years of competing on the circuit, what has been y'all's most memorable experience?
Well, actually, I was filming and asked, you know, Cam to be the hunter to start this in 2009, and we got into it and found out that some of the rules require teams to switch places. Hogs and the whitetail doesn't require it, but in order to get your license and to tag two animals per team, you have to switch places. Well, at the time I owned the camera in October of 2008, going into the 2009 season, I've never shot a bow. we found out I was going to have to shoot the bow, and he's never touched my camera, so he had to learn how to video. The first thing I ever killed with my bow was on film for them, and it was almost a perfect video score with him never being behind the camera and me never being behind a bow. I shot a 21.5-pound Eastern turkey with a paintbrush beard. It was absolutely amazing.
Wow.
And they use it as their promo for selling their cameras because the footage is so good. So that was the most exciting part for me, was getting to harvest a turkey and an antelope in the first season with my bow. And that same year, he got the most beautiful footage of both of these hunts. They gave out an award to him as videographer of the year.
Yeah, and I came into this planning on just being the hunter.
Right.
And I thought I would just be the camera person because, I mean, I hunted with guns before, but, you know, so here I am. Now I'm bow hunting, and now he's really good with the camera, so we're very comfortable in each situation.
Well, that's the definition of teamwork, and obviously while y'all are sitting pretty in second place.
Yeah, and the first thing, I get her into bow hunting, and the first animal she harvests with a bow is a record book Eastern turkey.
Pretty amazing, I have to admit. Well, guys, we have to take a quick break, but y'all don't go anywhere because Cam and Sam have agreed to stick around for another break. I specifically want to know all about the antelope hunts because that is definitely on my bucket list. Also, I want to know how this has helped you guys grow as a couple and individually. So all that and a whole lot more coming up when we return with Cam and Sam Ketchersid, a.k.a. Team Lone Star. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
I've been a rambler most of my life. Been across Texas looking for my paradise. I've been to Austin and East San Antone. That's right, my friends, let me tell you. I'm Texas to the bone, that's right. Yeah, I'm Texas to the bone, that's right. Texas to the bone.
From gun dog training to obedience and deer tracking programs, Rave Retrievers has it all. Boarding, training, and group and private lessons, morning or evening, will accommodate you and your dog. Owner Deborah Lee has 30 years experience in gun dog and obedience training and has recently added Amanda Farrell to the training staff to offer even more intensive training capabilities. With numerous ponds, creeks, boats, and duck blinds, we offer the most realistic training available. Go to www.raveretrievers.com for all your dog training and boarding needs. That's www.raveretrievers.com.
A place to shoot is South Texas's premier shooting facility. We have a complete rifle range featuring five different distances out to 300 yards. A pistol range with gravity-fed targets, skeet, trap, crazy quail, and country doubles. We offer everything for the shooting sportsman. New and used firearms, reloading supplies, scopes, and ammo. If we don't have it, we can usually get it within 2 days. Also offering CHL classes, located just outside Loop 410 on Morrison Boulevard in South San Antonio. Call 210-628-1888. A place to shoot, open 7 days a week. Call 210-628-1888.
Lock Hill Feed Store is South Texas' premier feed store. We carry a variety of feeds, including extra clean deer corn that won't clog your feeders, as well as large and small deer pellets. Also featuring Country Acre Deer Block, Record Rack, Golden Deer Nuggets, and the best-selling berry-flavored ACCO Deer Block. Conveniently located in San Antonio. Pick up a 35-pound bag of Signed Diet Premium dog food for only $29.99. Call Lock Hill Feed Store at 210-691-2351. That's 210-691-2351. Or call toll-free at 877-738-5296.
Southern Deer Stands manufactures the only high-quality, lightweight, aluminum-insulated hunting blinds on the market, providing years of use without any maintenance. That's right, no more rotting, rusting, or repairing. Just hunting. Southern Deer Stands product lineup includes tower blinds with staircases, trailer blinds, and ground blinds on skids. We also have deer blind windows, doors, tower stands, and more. Whether you need one or 20 blinds, we'll deliver and set up right on your ranch or lease. Call Rob at 214-551-1530 or visit us at www.southerndeerstands.com.
You just ground-checked that trophy 12-point, only to realize you can't get him back to camp because your ATV has a flat. Well, multi-seal tire sealant protects against punctures in the tread and sidewall of your tires. It seals bead and valve stem leaks, prevents rust and corrosion, lasts for the life of the tire, and so much more. See for yourself at multi-seal.com or call 281-591-0111. So whether it's your pickup, tractor, truck, or ATV, protect yourself with a Texas name you can trust. Multi-seal tire sealants. That's multi-seal.com.
Them bucks are snorting and a grunting. You rattle them horns together, they come a running the rug. This is my time to shine. Yeah, the rug. Them bucks are scraping and a rubbing, a chasing them does, trying to get a little love in the rug. All I got is time.
The rut. the name of that Walt Gabbard tune. Man, that's good stuff. I'm Cable Smith, welcoming you back to the Lone Star Outdoors Show, where we are talking with Team Lone Star, Cam and Sam Ketchersid of the Campbell Outdoor Challenge, which airs on Versus Channel. For those just joining the show, the Campbell Outdoor Challenge focuses on the sport of filming your hunt, and teams compete against each other and are awarded points based on the quality of their footage. Now, the pair of y'all did really well on the antelope hunt in South Dakota, and I want to talk about that because I'm very interested in the method that y'all used to get these animals within bow range, because everything I've read claims that antelope are pretty wily.
Great question. You know, we think about deer, and deer are awful hard to get really close to, but antelope may be even worse. Add to the element that it's not just one of you out in the field hunting, and that's kind of what makes videoing a hunt a lot of fun and also incredibly difficult, because if you think it's difficult to get within 20 or 30 yards of an animal bow hunting by yourself, try it with two people and a whole bunch of gear and cameras, and so it's really difficult. The antelope, there are only a few ways you can hunt antelope with archery equipment, because you got to get reasonably close. Now, they all tell you, you know, practice, and be comfortable shooting out to, you know, at least 40 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're right. I mean, you're hunting an animal on open, rolling, high plains, an animal that has incredible eyesight. They're kind of like hunting sheep. They can see you from a mile away. But they do have to drink. One way you can hunt them is you can just sit on a water hole. Now that works in dry years. In years like this year, they had a lot of rain up there, so there's water everywhere. So you couldn't rely on them coming into, you know, a solitary water hole. So the other way you can hunt them with a bow is they will decoy when they're in the rut, and they were rutting while we were up there. So doe decoys and little satellite buck decoys will sometimes get them in. They'll come in if you've got a herd buck that's got some does, and you throw up a little satellite buck decoy, sometimes the buck will come out and just try to beat the decoy up because he wants to run him off.
Uh-huh.
And what works best for us, since we had so many bucks roaming around, is we put out two doe decoys, and it seemed to both make the does that were running around comfortable, and two, the satellite bucks that were coming in trying to steal does from the other bucks just kind of brought them right in. The only other way, other than decoying in water, to hunt them with archery equipment is spot and stalk, and that's just incredibly difficult with camera equipment, one with archery equipment, and two of you trying to stalk up onto an antelope.
Oh, yeah.
It creates a very, very difficult challenge trying to get close enough.
And when, like he said earlier, the film is more important aspect of, you know, you earning a place on the points. We hate to say points, because really, we have trophy hunters there. We have people like me. I'm not a big trophy hunter. I just love the outdoors. We just try not to say points, but it's true. It is a competition, and your camera points will earn you more. And everyone has basically learned that spotting and stalking, while successful, is filling your tag. You're not going to get your second camera angle. You're not going to get a camera out there that's going to show the camera person and the hunter stalking through the field. That's almost impossible.
Right on. So have either of you messed up a hunt for the other one while running the camera?
Not messed it up. We learn something every time. I mean, my husband and I have been married 16 years. We communicate very well in the ground blinds or up in the tree stands, but things have happened where I might have been filming a doe and he was targeted on shooting a different doe, and I've lost points for being on the wrong animal. I should have told him to shoot a buck that I could see pretty big in my camera frame in my lens finder, but he wasn't sure because we had problems looking at the grass or through the leaves.
Yeah, different views. When you have a camera and then the hunter, you're looking at a different angle at an animal. So sometimes one of you can see it real well and the other one can't.
But I wouldn't say we've messed. You know, I wasn't banging and clanking around in the tree when he was staring at a deer. The person who most often catches the animal, no matter what it is your camera person. That person's on watch. We take turns sleeping or napping in the ground blinds and stuff like that, but your camera person's always on alert, and they have to get that camera on and record before even your hunter. Your hunter has to be patient. You know, they try to get a minute or two of pre-harvest footage. People out there want to sit down in front of their TV and they want to enjoy the wildlife like you did. So they don't want the animal to come into the scene, your archer pick up and kill right away. You know, you're telling your archer, just wait, wait, I'm trying to get more film, I'm trying to get more film. Now, you know, a lot of communication, but we haven't actually messed it up for each other. We just probably try to whisper a little bit and get more information from each other before one of us takes action, and it's usually whichever one's the hunter.
Right.
The only situation I can remember where we messed anything up really was we're both not real experienced eastern turkey hunters. So, and last year Sam was learning, she got a new call, a new slate call that she was learning. And at one, we weren't seeing a whole lot of turkeys anyway, but we finally had a gobbler we could see coming over the hill. And Sam was calling with this call. And if anybody has ever used a slate, there's a learning curve to some of the slate calls. And Sam's striker kind of hit the slate at an odd angle, and it was like running your fingernails down a chalkboard. It made this horrid noise. And all of a sudden, you look up and you see this gobbler just turn around and take off in the other direction.
That was strictly operator error. I'm still learning.
Well, it happens, that's for sure. I guarantee you that I have turned around as many ducks in the opposite direction away from my decoy spread as I have called in. It's just a part of the game, you know?
Yeah.
Another question about the Campbell Outdoor Challenge. How do you guys qualify? I mean, is it just anybody that has the equipment and the resources to do this is more than welcome?
The year that we entered, they had a spot available. There are qualifiers that take place. You can check it out on CampbellOutdoorChallenge.com. There's a list of events that you can enter for a fee. And if you're in the top three, it gives you an invitation to the following year's circuit events. So they have an individual whitetail qualifier for archery. And usually that gets a couple teams into the next year. If they put the limit of 10 on it next year, it's because they're looking at getting a whole lot more video footage out. Yes, most of the teams have sponsors. It's important for those sponsors to be shown. And it has sometimes, you know, overwhelmed the show. They want much more hunting footage than they need to talking about each team's sponsors.
Right.
But qualifying, you if you're already in the circuit, the way they have it designed right now is the top eight teams that finish that year get an automatic invitation to the next year's slot. And then the way they fill in the rest of the teams is people that qualify by doing one of the other events and finishing
top three.
Up high in top three in one of those events.
I see. Well, what advice would you guys give to the novice cameraman who is very interested in filming some of his or her outdoor experiences, may not have the best camera or equipment, but is passionate about documenting what they encounter in the great outdoors?
Well, the most advice I could, or the best advice I could give is, one, learn your camera. It's amazing what kind of quality video footage you can get out of inexpensive, you know, pick it up at Best Buy kind of video equipment.
Like myself.
You know, even HD video cameras for, you know, $600 or $700, or even the just high resolution ones for, let's skip over HD for now. But read the manual on your camera, because most of these little cameras have a lot of features that people just don't know are there and don't really know how to use them. Also, learn how to use manual focus, which every one of these cameras, most people, they get one of these video cameras and they flick it on auto and they go. And that works great for videoing your family and things like that, where there's no obstructions in between you and whatever you want to video. You get out in the woods and just try to video a deer or an animal, you know, they go back and forth behind things. They go behind the brush, they go behind the trees. Well, if you have it on auto, it's going to focus on whatever they go behind. And it makes the video footage, it makes the animal out of focus. Whereas you can use manual focus and focus on the animal. They stay in focus the whole time they're going behind things. So the most important thing to me is learn your camera. And the three most important functions to me of good quality video footage in the woods is focus, framing, and stability. In other words, try to find a platform so you can hold the camera stable and still. Make sure you know your camera so you can keep the animal in focus and frame the animal. In other words, keep whatever it is you want to shoot in the middle of the frame if possible. Don't do a lot of zooming in and zooming out. Get them a reasonable amount of zoom and get them in there, and you can get some great footage with just home cameras.
Now, see, that is great advice. You know, my wife picked me up a camera for my birthday. She got it at Best Buy. I even took videography classes at North Texas, part of my degree requirement, and they never told me to read the manual. I guess I need to go figure out where my manual is, and then maybe I won't be surprised at why my footage is so bad.
That's what everybody does, and believe it or not, there's a lot of information in that manual on the features of these cameras.
Right.
Actually, just practice with it. If you get comfortable walking around freehanding it, the next important thing I always look for is your tree arm or a good tripod. So if you've got to be stable, and while we can freehand things, you know, for the kids' soccer game, you want the people in the living room watching your film to see it nice and flat, everything's smooth. So support devices are huge, mm-hmm. Very big. I also have friends that have hog hunting dogs, and we run through the woods in the middle of the night, and you've got to have special lights, and it's strapped onto your chest, and, you know, you're running after hogs and dogs, and that's the kind of video footage you expect to get, but it's, you know, high, fast-paced action, and it's in the dark, and dogs are chopping and barking, and
mm-hmm.
that video's okay when you're, you know, it looks like you're running a race, but when people watch deer hunting and other types of hunts, they want to see it nice and stable. It's just easier to follow.
Yeah, some of the best advice I've ever heard was actually from the Campbell Cameras guys that do the video school. They say, shoot some video and then go plug it into your TV and watch it. Watch your own video because it will tell you everything you need to know. You know, as you're shooting it, you think, oh, this is going to be great. But you get it on the TV and you see it starting to bounce around. You see it's out of focus, or you see the deer's off to one side instead of in the middle. That will teach you what you need to do next time you pick that camera up.
Some more great advice for all of you aspiring outdoor videographers out there. Now, how has competing in the Campbell Outdoor Challenge helped y'all grow as a couple?
Communication. This is all about communication when you're in the woods and you're trying to get something done together.
Uh-huh.
Cam can be very patient, and we snip at each other sometimes because you're sitting behind the bow and your camera person's fumbling with the record button maybe, and we fuss at each other for things, but he's been very patient. I've been very patient. And we've actually sat there and just told each other, okay, take your time. You know, it's not so much for him. He's deadly. He's deadly with his bow. I mean, and I have a lot of confidence, but he is really good about sitting behind the camera and telling me, take your time. You know, I drew on my turkey, and the decoy materialized in my peep sight, and he started laughing behind the camera. I was like, he goes, you know, it's okay to let down because you can't shoot the decoy. So I had to let down. But I was really nervous. I mean, everybody who's bow hunted, you know, sometimes you get that fever and you're not sure you're even going to be able to clip on your release.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he talked me through it. So I think as a couple, we've learned that we actually have a lot of patience and we're really good at communicating with each other.
And we can actually view this interaction between the two of you at 12 noon on Versus Channel every Wednesday, correct?
That's correct.
So y'all set your DVRs for the Campbell Outdoor Challenge. It's going to be great. I can't wait for the Whitetail Challenge. Y'all have got your eye on that $50,000 grand prize. You're in second place right now, and I am pulling for you to bring that title home to Texas. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. It has been a blast visiting with y'all today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Cable. Team Lone Star really enjoyed getting to be able to hook up.
Yeah, we really enjoyed being on the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Well, the pleasure was all mine. Big round of applause for Cam and Sam Ketchersid, a.k.a. Team Lone Star. Well, we do have to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bass fishing with United States Army Major Cody Robertson, founder of Army Bass Anglers. They've got a lot coming up here in the upcoming weeks. We're going to get into all of that. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Gaia del Cielo was a warrior born in heaven, so the legends say. His wings, they had been broken. He had one eye rolling crazy in his head. He'd fought 100 fights, and the legends say that one night near El Sueco, they fought Cielo 7 times. 7 times he left Brave Rooster's dead.
Barefoot Fishing Tours and guide Charles Whitehead is South Texas' premier largemouth guide service. Charles not only puts you on fish, but he also teaches adults and kiddos techniques and strategies needed to land big bass. With two Bass Champs Angler of the Year awards and a record 44.98-pound five-fish stringer on Choke Canyon, his achievements speak for themselves. Fishing Choke Canyon, Bastrop, Brunning, and Canyon Lake, call Charles at 512-557-6772. That's 512-557-6772, or visit barefootfishingtours.com. Located on 12,500 acres in South Texas' beautiful Sutton County, McPherson Forum Ranch is a one-of-a-kind operation. Owner and operator Sandy McPherson takes pride in running a family-owned and operated ranch that caters towards each hunter's needs. Trophy whitetails roam the ranch's beautiful hill country terrain, and Axis fallow and black buck hunts are also available. Outstanding lodging and accommodations are also a part of the experience at McPherson Forum Ranch. Call Sandy at 210-827-2915. That's 210-827-2915, or visit McPherson4MRanch.com today.
Kenneth Henneke's Fish Hatchery has been serving Texas for over 30 years, and we carry every fish you need to stock your ponds, lakes, creeks, and rivers. From all types of bass, perch, tilapia, to shad, and various catfish, we have what you need and are the only hatchery that offers the fast-growing F1 hybrid catfish. Centrally located in Hallettsville, we deliver anywhere in Texas. So give us a call at 361-798-5934. That's 361-798-5934. Or visit our website at www.hennekehatchery.com.
Listen up, ticket heads. When you harvest that Walworthy trophy, there's only one choice: Rustic Reminders Taxidermy. My friends Josh and Becky have over 19 years combined experience in taxidermy and reproduction mounts. Whether you take down a 200-class whitetail, an African rhino, or a trophy largemouth, Rustic Reminders does it all, producing top-quality mounts while maintaining focus on quick turnaround time. Located between San Antonio and New Braunfels, call Rustic Reminders at 210-317-7292 or visit www.gr8mounts.com. That's gr8mounts.com.
Are you looking for the perfect way to get around your ranch or lease? Bad Boy Buggies of the Hill Country and B3HC Outfitters have a full line of electric four-wheel drive Bad Boy Buggies, and we customize it the way you want it. Gun and bow racks, off-road lighting, even feeders. We can add them all to your Bad Boy. Also, specializing in custom metal arts and gate signs, as well as custom golf carts for street and off-road applications. Conveniently located in San Marcos, call 512-667-6005 or visit www.b3hc.com. That's b3hc.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brandon Ryder, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Before I knew your name, I was not blistered or burned. I gave love everything.
Cable Smith welcoming you back to this morning's presentation. This segment proudly brought to you by Spittin' Fire Jigs, Texas' premier bass jig manufacturer. Check them out at spittinfirejigs.com. Spittin' Fire Jigs, feel the fire. Well, without further ado, it is my pleasure to welcome back the founder of one of my favorite organizations, Army Bass Anglers Major Cody Robertson.
Hey, thanks for having me back. I'm glad to be back.
Pleasure's all mine, my friend. Well, Major, y'all have had a lot going on since the last time we visited, and let's start with Army Bass Anglers' new partnership with Veteran Outdoors.
Yeah, sure. No, we've had a lot of activity over the last, I guess it's been about 90 days, and one of the ones that we're really excited about is our partnership with Veteran Outdoors. And essentially, I don't know if you follow Veterans Outdoors or not, but they have a television show. I believe it previously aired on Versus at one point. It's moving over to the Sportsman's Channel.
Uh-huh.
And essentially, this organization, it's a nonprofit organization, takes soldiers out on hunts and now fishing trips for wounded veterans. And then it's basically an opportunity, or I guess a platform, for them to share their experience. It's all about them and their story. And in this case, the 13 episodes of the show will encompass 8 hunts and now 4 fishing. And so they asked me to come on board and help them out with those 4 fishing pieces, and we've shot the first episode on Lake Fork, and that was a great event, and now we're fixing to shoot the second one coming up here real shortly at Fishing for Freedom.
So you got Lake Fork, and then this weekend's Lake Belton Fishing for Freedom event. Where are the other 2 episodes going to be filmed?
The other 2 episodes are going to be filmed at Choke Canyon, which will be Fishing for Freedom, Take a Wounded Soldier Fishing, which will be 16 October. And then we are filming the 4th episode on Bass Champs at the Berkeley Big Bass event, which I believe, if correct me if I'm wrong, it might, I want to say it's the 23rd and 24th of October. And we don't know who the lucky soldier is going to be yet, obviously, but whoever it is has got a huge surprise waiting.
Oh, boy, do they ever.
Yeah, they do.
And that's why I love you guys so much. You know, it truly is awesome what y'all do. Major, what else has Army Bass Anglers got on their plate right now? You know, I know y'all been pretty busy over the last couple months.
Oh, my goodness. It has been crazy. We signed with Earth Sports, which is a huge social networking site specifically for anglers. And Earth Sports is going to be one of the title sponsors to Veteran Outdoors television show. Now, we've taken that a step further. Earth Sports, for everybody that signs up and gets an Earth Sports account, and it's completely free. It's just like Facebook, except this thing's like Facebook on steroids for the outdoorsman. But everybody that signs up, they're going to donate $1 to Veterans Outdoors, up to $25,000 per quarter, a total of $100,000 for a year to take these soldiers out fishing and hunting on trips just for them. So we're extremely excited about that one, and obviously we need everybody's help. Go get an Earth Sports account. I mean, that's all it takes. And then obviously you'll get to experience all the great stuff that's going on that site, all the content, etc. But that's been going on.
Awesome, you know, because Facebook, let's face it, it's kind of feminine. You know, girls are always on there. But my wife's on Facebook all the time. And yes, I'm on it, but, you know, it's kind of a DB thing to do. So this is cool. We've got a Facebook for the outdoorsman, for the angler, and your buddies, they can't kick you in the junk for being on it.
No, they can't. They can't bash you on there because it's all about fishing. I mean, it's freshwater, saltwater. It's all about fishing, and they're actually even going to open up a hunting forum. So, yeah, go on to Earth Sports, get an account, and start talking trash to your buddies, looking up lake information, finding a guide.
Uh-huh.
I mean, getting the most current updates on the most recent equipment and technologies for whether it be fishing or hunting here real soon. So, I mean, it's going to be huge. And they're taking it a step further. They're helping us help the soldiers. So that's what we love the most about it. Really exciting.
And there's 100,000 reasons why we all need to join Earth Sports.
You can do a lot with $100,000 taking these guys out hunting. And the whole intent is to make sure that there is zero expense to these guys when we take them out. The whole job that they've got to do is show up and have a great time. That's their task. You know, our mission is to make sure everything else around that is squared away.
Yep, and before I went on my Facebook rant and cut you off, you were about to mention something else as well.
Yeah, we just signed also with Kershaw Knives for the Zero Tolerance line. And again, you know, I like to kind of remind everybody, it sounds like we're doing a lot of these great things, we're signing with these really big companies, etc. But at the end of the day, every single company we sign with as an organization, as Army Bass Anglers, there is a built-in requirement that they have to support our mission. And when I say that, they have to support those soldiers that we're taking out on fishing trips just for them. They have to support organizations like Veterans Outdoors and Returning Heroes Home and Lone Star PVA and Heroes on the Water. I mean, it is built into there, and that's key. I mean, it's essential to understand that it's so much more than just, you know, hey, you know, getting a piece of product and going out and fishing. There's so much back-end work that they have to do to make sure that these soldiers are being recognized for everything they've done for the country.
Well, guess I better take this Gerber out of my pocket and go pick up a Kershaw knife, because that's the most important part, you know, that they are supporting you guys.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and I hate to say that, but, you know, if they're not willing to support, then, you know, but it's probably not a relationship we need to be in. And that's why our mission is so unique, that whole support, defend, fish piece. I mean, right there in the very first word, support.
Yep.
It's a two-way street.
Uh-huh.
Right on. Well, I did hear there might be a new Army Bass Anglers TV show coming out, but I'm not sure if you're at liberty to comment on that right now.
There is a sneak peek video out, but I can't tell you where it's at. We signed a second television deal. And this one is going to be as big, or if not bigger, than the Veterans Outdoor piece. And it's going to air. I can't tell you what it is right now. I just kind of got to leave you in suspense. It's going to air December 27th.
You know, in radio, we call that a tease.
Well, I liken the word tease to certain types of bars. I wasn't going to go there. But, yeah, it's a teaser, I guess, if you will. But it's going to air on Versus. It's going to air on World Fishing Network. And it's going to air on Time Warner 6 times a week, 52 weeks out of the year. And it has got some very large names associated with it. The production has never been done before, so it's got some really new, cool camera shots, some really exciting fishing going on. Obviously, it's about fishing, but you know, I think everybody's going to like it. And as soon as they will let me release the sneak peek video, it will be on the street. I can promise you that, and I can promise you, Cable, you'll be the first one to have one.
You know I'll be looking forward to it, man, and definitely get that up on my website as soon as you send it over. Also, if I may be so bold as to predict that our mutual friend, Kelly Jordan, is going to be in on this deal as well.
Yeah, he have you talked to Kelly?
I'm always talking to Kelly. He's the man.
Yeah, let's just say Kelly will be on the show. He'll be on it. I'll be on it. Some other good friends will be on it.
Now, Kelly didn't spill the beans, just to be clear. I just know that he's great friends with one of your best buds as well.
Yeah, he's in cahoots. He's an accomplice to the crime.
All right, Major. Well, before I let you go, any returning soldiers or soldiers that are heading downrange that we need to keep specifically in our thoughts and prayers?
All the soldiers coming back from Iraq, coming out of theater and coming back home. As an organization for the Army, that is going to be a huge logistical challenge. So prayers are needed there for all the commanders and all the units and all the families receiving a soldier coming home. With that said, Army Bass Anglers does have soldiers downrange. Several of our coalition are downrange. One of our pro staffers, Al Pemberton, is currently downrange. So with the holiday season just around the corner, you can only imagine, you know, you're away from home on Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. You know, that takes a toll on a family.
Oh, I can only imagine, man.
And then if you look on our coalition page, Jamie Wilson's downrange. Oh, my goodness, I'd have to pull the list. There's at least 5 downrange right now.
Well, we'll be sure to keep them all in our thoughts and prayers as they're out there on the front lines, Major.
Yeah, just pray for the soldiers. God knows who they are by name. He'll square them away, huh?
He sure will. Well, Major, it's always an honor to talk to you, and we'll look forward to the upcoming TV shows featuring Army Bass Anglers, and those will be coming out here in 2011.
Cool. I appreciate you guys having me on, and look forward to the next time. Cool.
I will be looking forward to it just as much. There he goes, Major Cody Robertson, founder of Army Bass Anglers. We are out of time for this morning. Thanks to all of our guests, Robin Rikers of Texas Parks and Wildlife, of course, Sam and Cam Ketchersid, and obviously Major Cody Robertson. Hate to break it to you guys, but I am out of here. I'm off to New Mexico for a little fly fishing with my Temple Fork fly rod. Gonna get into a little blue grouse hunting as well. So I will not be here next week. We're gonna have a best of show, which I've put together for you guys. You'll have to wait for next week. But you'll probably hear a little Uncle Ted, maybe some Bill Dance, Jim Shockey, maybe even a little Duck Commander. I don't know, but it'll be good. So tune in next week, same time, same place. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Lone Star Outdoors Show. I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
My old friend has got an easy kind of style. A wandering soul and a welcome home smile. And I can't imagine how it might have been growing up without my old friend.
Barefoot Fishing Tours and guide Charles Whited is South Texas' premier largemouth guide service. Charles not only puts you on fish, but he also teaches adults and kiddos the techniques and strategies needed to land big bass. With 2 Bass Champs Angler of the Year awards and a record 44.98-pound 5-fish stringer on Choke Canyon, his achievements speak for themselves. Fishing Choke Canyon, Bastrop, Browning, and Canyon Lake, call Charles at 512-557-6772. That's 512-557-6772, or visit barefootfishingtours.com. Texas outdoorsmen are fortunate enough to live in the best hunting state in the Union, as Texas provides some of the finest whitetail and bird hunting found anywhere on God's green earth. And with fall here, hunters are starting to get the fever. Trigger fingers are starting to get that natural curl in it. Feeders and cameras should be set, guns sighted in, honeydews completed with kitchen passes secured, and of course, don't forget about the new gear. And when it comes to gear, there's only one brand to consider, and that's Game Guard. Game Guard has deep Texas roots and works hard to provide the best camouflage products this state has to offer. So ask for Game Guard at your favorite retailer or look them up on the web at GameGuard.net. Game Guard, made for Texas hunters by Texas hunters.